Blog Talk Radio.
Your girl Miss P, and you are now tuned into the In Tune Radio Show. I just want to thank everybody who's tuning in for the first time. I hope it won't be your last. And I also want to give a big hug and send out much kisses to all the supporters that have been supporting the show for over a year now. We are tuned in to over 5,000 listeners so far and counting, so I'm really excited to the prospects of the show, the direction it's going in, the people that are so supportive to the show, the people that I interview on the show, because, and our listeners, of course, because without you guys, none of this stuff is even possible. So I just want to thank you all once again for, you know, showing the Intune Show love, for always supporting Miss P and the things that I do. And if there's ever a time that I could do something for you, just let me know. And if it's feasible and it's not like, hey, Miss P, jump off a cliff, then I'm definitely ready to, you know, throw my hat in and help you guys in any way that I can. On tonight's show, you know, we're going to be interviewing Black Mass, and he is one of the prominent members of the Watchmen and the Wu-Tang. So I'm definitely excited to have him on the show tonight. I mean, in the middle of, like, making a movie, producing a clothing line, and, you know, doing the artist thing, I mean, he's just doing big things, and he's taking the time out to talk to me, and I'm really psyched about that. So he's going to be calling in at 6:15, or rather, I'm going to be calling him to chisel into his schedule. But in the meantime, in the round time, for all those that don't know, you can definitely log on into his website to www.iamblackmask.com and learn more about him, or you just drop his name into Google, he comes right up. I want to give a shout out to Raylon, because can I just say that I've been showing him love on my Facebook page all day due to the fact that he's always showing me love, and he's always getting in my behind, and I need that, because sometimes we fall through the cracks. No one's perfect. So I just want to send him a big kiss, mwah, and a big hug, wrapping my arms around you to let you know that I appreciate you and all that you do. And he's actually the one who made this all possible, this link up with Black Mass and also my interview with the archivist. So, you know, shout out to Raylon, Smile, Elemental, and all those good things that he's doing. He's going to be actually back on the show on the 6th. So for those who missed the interview with him the first time, and I don't know what happened with the software, and I wasn't able to obtain the interview, so now we're doing a redo, which doesn't really make it a bad thing, because now I can get more in-depth with him on a one-on-one, and we can find out more about what it is that he does, because it is a lot. So, you know, I'm going to dedicate that whole show to him, so to speak. So in the meantime, in the round time, let's play a track, because I know you guys don't want to hear me talking all night. We're going to be doing enough of that when Black Mass comes on. So just to get you guys familiar with him and the Watchmen, let's definitely listen into his song. This one is Black Mass, the Watchmen, with Everything.
Thank you.
Okay.
Watch. Everything. My chrome phone fifth, call me Eli the angel. Yeah, I be with Gabriel. Bullets to your navel. Holy, thou shalt not eat from my table. Laws and the statues, 4/5 catch you. Hell no, Lucifer. Demons get cast out. Revelations, rebel nation. When I spit, I shoot, no hesitation. See my Uzi wears a ton. Put my 4/5 lighter. Maccabee rider, Israelite, Obadiah with some scrolls and them scriptures. Holes when I hit ya. Doctors can't stitch ya up. Your fam miss ya. The Lord is my shepherd. Chrome 4/5 weapon. I'm repping for that heaven, that lucky number 7. Wings up, halo. No, it's not a game, yo. See you at the crossroad, 4/5 angle. Inhale, mango, Kushwick lingo.
Earth, grass, trees, air, winds, clouds, breeze, fire, lava, water, rain, sadness, laughter, pleasure, pain. Everything.
If everything is everything, nothing is nothing.
Everything.
If everything is everything, nothing is nothing.
From the highest mountain to the ocean's deepest crater, I remain one of the greatest verbal illustrators. Haters try to make us hate them. How could we when we create them? If it's up for debate, battle, see if he fakes, son. I'm passing out knowledge on tracks, go ahead and take some. I'm passing out all of these facts, give you headaches, son. Your rap game low on the food chain, get ate, son. Wait and you'll be late, take the food train and skate. Soon as the eight-headed snake come, I bang on a bass drum. Blaze skunk, blowing lace blunts all in your face, pump. You ain't gonna be safe, one. Gorillas go ape nuts and bust off. You'll know it's us, you'll see the place jump. It's thunder plus lightning, it's hurricane season. You'll remain in a storm, it's on, then it's on. Fight for the right reason, and to the Most High. Pour some out for those who die, but never ask why, God.
Five elements combined with eclipse make six. Laced over high hats and 808 kicks. Who got it locked like we do? Transparent niggas see through. These bees is my peoples. Now we come and bring the fire. Immortal being reign higher. Kinetic energy, live wire. Messiah, I invite you to this preview seen by very few people. Southern wind, northern hemisphere. Comes once every light year. I'm right here at the top of my throne. I'm in my zone. No prolonging your death. I travel through time and lace your wine. This place your spine. This place is mine. Only the divine shall come and bring order. Verbal marine. I'll come in your dream and slaughter your team and take everything. Everything.
Some say 7 is a legend on the mic. I fought for my place, yeah. Through time and space, I walk sands with no foot trace. The square here is my place. Arise from the blackness. Wu-Tang tactics, crack your wackness, you actors. My books are closed chapter. I backbreak your frame. Verbal chiropractor. I self, Lord and Master. 5 deadly weapons step in my dimension. Each chamber is deadly. The guard strikes swiftly. Catch us as a kick to your neck. Collapse your solar plex. Game of death. Every word is a threat. The assassination orders upon your tape recorder. We came in peace, but make no mistakes. We slaughter through the war, the pain, the fame, the game. No matter how shit changed, we stay the same. The watchmen still remain. You other niggas slain. With pinpoint accuracy, aim, respect the name. Everything. Word up.
Yo, Dickie Boy Jusman from Scarfella Music Group. Hey, you rockin' with Miss P. the High Shore, Internet Radio, Intro Radio. You feel me?
Yeah, so shout out to Jerusalem, and we just tuned in to Black Mass and the Watchmen with Everything. So, yeah, for all those that don't know, the number to call in is 818-495-6975, and that's live with Miss P and Black Mass. And a few, we're going to give him a call, and we're going to, you know, get to know him a little bit. For all those that don't know, now you'll know, is right here live on the Intune Show, Black Mass. I'm terribly excited. I can't wait to talk to him. It's so much going on with him. And for some reason, I'm just so immersed in people that have so much going on, you know. And some people always say, oh, you need to slow down and you need to do one thing at a time. But life waits for no man. Time waits for no man. So why not put your hands in everything and just see where that takes you? So I'm always excited and always intrigued with people that's able to multitask, you know, because I'm a big multitasker myself. So it's definitely, you know, one of those things that when you have a thought and you just put it into gear, and not everything is going to fall into play, but as long as you're doing something to see where it can go, where it can take you, I'm definitely into that. So for all those that's out there sitting around procrastinating, procrastination is like the number one killer. I mean, next to drugs and guns and alcohol and all that other stuff, procrastination would definitely take you down faster, in my opinion. So for all those that are procrastinating, and coming from a fellow procrastinator and recovering procrastinator, definitely get off your behinds and do what you have to do. So in the meantime, you know, while we're about to give him a call in, let's just play another track, you know, something motivating, something that'll keep us going and then jump us right into the interview. So here we go with, let's see, what are we going to do? Let's do Top of the World by Diamond Dallas.
Motherfucking eyes closed, blindfold. How I know what's us all in they flow. Those talking about other rappers that they fear, but won't mention their name, but still the artist of the year. How was that when you're supposed to be the focal of rap? But when I focus on your rap, all I focus on is crap. So now I focus on a map of an industry I don't need. Full of coordinates around this shit to help me proceed. Pause cause my soul bleeds. D-Doc, rest in peace. Now it's clear what I need to blast off on top of these. To build an infrastructure just as strong as Monopoly. Count full of paper the color of cabbage and broccoli. The lifestyle, the mockery. Just sitting on top of these. How you doing that as I'm sitting all on top of these? Gloves on, grab the throttle. Hold my girl, master gas. Next stop to the top of the world.
So that was Top of the World by Diamond Dallas. I'm definitely feeling that because we don't need people holding us down. I'm definitely into that song. So let's give Black Mass a call and let's get into his head. So here we go. Let me dial him up. You know, I feel like that Jeopardy commercial without that little do-do-do-do, you know, like calling him up. Let's see. Here we go.
Hello.
Hello, am I on the line with Black Mass?
This is
C. Hi, how are you? This is Miss P, and I'm calling in from the Intune Show. How are you this evening?
I'm pretty good. How about yourself?
I'm feeling great. If you can only see my face, like, I'm really, like, over here cheesing. I'm definitely over here cheesing, you know, the big Kool-Aid grin, like the cherry flavored.
Okay.
Okay, no, it's totally exciting to, like, talk to you. You know, I've been, you know, hearing some good things, and I've did my research, so I'm ready. Are you ready for me?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Definitely. So, first off, I just want to say that I'm just so into everything that you're doing because I'm into anyone that's doing great things and amazing things and multitask, you know, so shout out to you. I also want to say that you're a fellow Aries, so I need to put that out there, and we need to be on, you know, connect on that way first because I'm Aries as well.
Definitely. That's a good thing.
So, you know, we're good people.
Definitely, exactly.
You know, and I'm just like, dang, April 14th, I'm April 16th, you know, are we going to throw a party together? I mean, what's really happening?
Yeah, we definitely can throw a party. I come to NY and definitely do that.
That would be
better
excited.
Yet, come to Miami. That would be even
exactly.
Better.
That's even better.
Exactly.
So for all those that don't know what I know at this point in life, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself and, you know, such as, like, where you're from, where you're stationed now, what you're doing, where you're going. Like, let's just start with the basics of where you're from.
Definitely. Well, I'm originally from West Palm Beach, Florida. However, now I reside in Miami, Florida. Beautiful Miami. And I mean, pretty much all of Florida is amazing. So, you know, anywhere in Florida is always great.
Right, definitely. I've been to several parts of Florida and, you know, I had a great time, especially Miami on a strip.
Okay, South Beach.
Yes, there's definitely good times there, you know, always. I remember I went to the Madonna, the Club Madonna.
Yeah, okay.
Okay. It was good times, you know, it was good times. But, you know, for all those that don't know, you know, check it out, check it out. It's, you know, it's good times over there. I had a great time in Florida, definitely, you know, and I'm actually going to be out there in a few weeks for work. But, you know, that's work, so it's not exciting.
Yeah. got after hours got to turn into a vacation.
I wish, but it's like a whole day of, you know, it's sitting in a conference room. So they just drag it out. They get their money's worth, you know, because they pay for everything. So they want to make sure that you're, like, just there, you know. But we're not going to talk about me. It's not about me. It's about you.
Okay.
It's definitely about you. Okay. So when did you know that music was something that you wanted to get into? Well, one of the things you wanted to get into.
Well, I mean, like, for me, it was like a no-brainer because I come from a family that was kind of already pretty much music-oriented. And I'm the first to really take it to a more urban level. Like my parents, my brother, they play instruments. I play a few instruments, trumpet. I'm on the harmonica here and there on different tracks that I'm putting together now. And, you know, it was just like it was an automatic thing. As far as me being an actual MC, an actual rapper, it was just something that I started developing, to be lyrical at the age of about 8 years old.
Wow. That's young.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's young. And that's also excellent that you had, you know, that background to, you know, to help instill those, you know, the music and the instruments and everything like that, you know, that helps. That goes a long way. So I definitely see how that was a no-brainer.
Yeah, it definitely helps in the production end of things, you know, more so than anything. Because, you know, a lot of people nowadays, they just use computer software with pre-programmed loops and things like that. You know, I actually sit down and I use a keyboard, I use a drum machine, I lay my patterns down, and I even incorporate live instruments on different tracks as well.
Wow. You have to send me some of those, you know, in your free time, though, in your free time so I can put it on rotation.
Yeah, we can definitely do that. Right now I'm in the process of wrapping up my first solo album in, like, I think 8 or 9 years, which is Guillotine Rap. And, you know, it's definitely taking it back to that original element of hip-hop that, you know, early 80s to, like, you know, mid-90s type of flavor. That's what I'm reintroducing with this album. You know, I didn't want to, you know, present her with something, you know, basic and watered down. Like the masses is giving them now. Everything sounds the same, recycled, you know, throw an R&B hook on it, and we got a hit type of vibe, you know. I really wasn't looking to do that this time around. I was trying to bring that hardcore element back, you know, with the dynamic lyricism and, you know, the type of entertainment that true fans are looking for right now in music, you know, because the game is really lacking, I feel. But that's just my personal opinion.
No, you're absolutely right. And, you know, the Guillotine is actually one of the things that I wanted to discuss with you tonight so people can understand that there's actually three parts, am I correct? Like the trilogy is like three different parts, like, mm-hmm.
Yeah, Guillotine Rap is the first of the trilogy. Then there's There Will Be Blood, which is the second album in the trilogy, and then Enemy of the State, the third album. But, yeah, it is a trilogy, and it all ties together with pretty much different bases of my life. That's why each album is, you know, titled differently, and they're set up in, like, that order. Because pretty much Guillotine Rap is just, you know, pretty much the lyricist side of me. It's called Guillotine Rap because, you know, I'm dropping, delivering straight to the point, razor-sharp lyrics. It's just taking these dudes' heads off.
Right.
So that's what Guillotine Rap is pretty much about. Then the after situation to that is that There Will Be Blood. And on There Will Be Blood, the album is more hardcore and dynamic, where I'm giving you the darker side of me, you know, the point of, hey, listen, you know, don't piss this dude off, because, you know, I'm an intellect, but I'm also a person at the same time that at any point could just snap off when I get to that point. And then, you know, Enemy of the State is that, you know, the final outcome of the situation. You know, I've always felt like Florida isn't a state that really supports you know, MCs and lyricism. They're, you know, in the 80s, they were more on bass music and booty shake, and right now they're more on gangster rap. They, you know, the intellect gets ignored in this business, in this industry, especially out of this state. I have, like, minimum support here. And, you know, that's the whole point of Intimate Estate, and I go into detail about just my frustration with being a Southern MC.
Right.
So.
It's very, very intriguing to me because, like you said, you know, it's the intellect of it all. And I myself just really not big on rap, but when it has a message behind it, I'm definitely into it. Because like you said, like people just these days recycle a lot. And they also, like you said, throw R&B artists that are hot out now onto their tracks to kind of promote the rap that they're really not rapping about. It's really the beat of it all. So
yeah.
I definitely can understand that part of it and why I'm so like psyched to talk to you tonight because I feel like anyone connected to Rilan anyway, Smile Elemental is definitely someone that's a deep thinker. And seeing that you was an Aries, I definitely was into it too because most Aries that I've came across have been creative and deep thinkers and doers at the same time.
Yeah. Great.
Definitely.
Well, I think this, the game, the music industry is dominated by Aries. A lot of people don't know that.
But, really?
You know,
I didn't know that.
Yeah. I mean, just like, you know, 50 Cent, Method Man, there's a lot of them are all Aries. So it's just like, you know, I always notice that. I'm like, wow, you know, this person's an Aries. This person's an Aries. And I think that it's, that sign has a lot to do with just being a creative individual.
Right.
It's just something about it.
It's true. Definitely. It really is. So your first... And tell me if I'm, you know, wrong. Correct me at any time, please, or stop me. Shake... Your thing thing,
yeah.
You know that was
Shake
one of your
thing.
Yeah, that was it. Don't laugh at me, Black Mass. Don't laugh at me.
No, it's cool.
I swear, everyone says you know you're so corny, but you know I try. I try my best. So that was like one of the first songs that you put out there that was actually on a soundtrack that's called My Big Fat Hip Hop Family.
Yeah, it's not my first music. It's not my introduction to the music industry. It goes back further than that. But what happened was that was my first mainstream song. It was the first song that was actually available for sale. It was in the movie soundtrack, My Big Fat Hip Hop Family. It was also on my unreleased album when I was with Luke Records called 1-900 Black Mass. It was a commercial attempt to still be lyrical and to have production behind me that was commercial. And that was under direction of Luke Records and Universal Records, who I was signed to at the time, who were, you know, trying to find a way to place me in the market without compromising me lyrically too much.
Right.
So that was pretty much the whole basis of that album. But, you know, not really one of my favorite albums out of all the music that I've done. It's the album I had the least amount of control.
Over.
Yeah.
In reference to, like, management?
As far as the content of the album, I didn't, you know, really get to control what music got produced and what songs were going out as a single. They were giving me a lot of R&B hooks. I had a lot of those. And, you know, the video, it was just not my type of video. It was not my – the whole scene wasn't my scene.
Right.
But I can't complain about it because it did help establish me as an artist dealing with Luther Campbell at that time.
Right. So as an artist – as a producer, as an actor, because for all those that don't know, he also acts, in which we're going to talk about in a few. But what would you say to someone that's, like, just getting started and stuff that, of that nature, as far as that's concerned, as far as management's concerned? Do you think that there's a lot of times where you're going to have to, like, sacrifice a little bit of what you want to do in order just to get your feet wet, so to speak?
Yeah, I mean, I think that I get asked that question more than I think any other question, you know, just from people that I run into. They might know me or know of me. But I think that sacrifice is not a bad thing when you're young. As you get older, it becomes a problem. Sacrificing when you're young to establish yourself and to get in the door and to create a foundation, and then once that foundation is laid, you can build your house any way you want to build at that point. But the problem is always establishing a stable foundation. So I believe that if you connect with someone who's saying, okay, listen, if you allow me to take this part away and replace it with this part, I'll let you keep the other part involved so we can kind of collaborate on the development end, that's fine. You know, but I mean, if you're in your late 30s or early 40s and, you know, at that point you just really can't compromise. I just think at that point it's best to just stay strong. See, excuse me, I hit an ice cream truck in the background. I'm outside.
No, that's okay. I want some ice cream, please. I would love some.
You know, you got to just stay, you know, I think, stern to your position and not really compromise, you know, your visions sometimes. Because it might be your last one, and you just really never know. When I, you know, hooked up with Luther Campbell, I was probably about 23 or 24 at that time, you know, and at that point, I didn't mind compromising at all. It wasn't a big deal.
Right. And that's basically like you just stated, but I just wanted to get your, you know, perspective of it. Like, most of the time, you have to kind of give in a little bit.
Yeah.
I think mostly anyone that's signed, I think they do to a certain degree, unless they just came out like you knew someone previously before, you know, being out there, and they kind of took you under their wing. That's totally different. But when you're just starting from scratch, I think there is sacrifices out there that you have to make in order to kind of get where you need to go to.
Yeah, and like I said, it still was a blessing for me because Luke didn't have the. I mean, you know, we don't really see eye to eye.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't have to look past the fact of me doing the kind of music that I was doing, because my sound has always been kind of East Coast hardcore lyrics, but he kind of looked a little bit past it and, you know, was kind of digging my style and understood that maybe with the proper music behind me, I could fit into his roster, which I mean,
right,
at that time he already had Pitbull, Trick Daddy had just left the label. So, I mean, you know, H-Town. So he already had, you know, a decent roster.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
Definitely. And, you know, it kind of, let me just be honest. Yeah, it just kind of shocked me because Luke, I remember him growing up, you know, and not personally, of course, but just what he was putting out there into the universe.
Yeah.
You know, so it just... With the contrast of your music versus his music, it was just totally different. And then, like you said, with H-Town and, you know, just everything, just the direction he kind of went in was kind of different from what he was putting into the universe. So it kind of shocked me because I just always looked at him as one of those fellows that, like, just kind of just was like, hey, no holds barred, so to speak.
Luke is the greatest businessman in the entertainment industry.
Mm-hmm.
And for me to say that, that's huge because we don't get along. But
right.
I have to be honest about, you know, what it is.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing with Luke is that a lot of people don't know this, but Professor Griff from, wow, my mind just went blank for a second.
No, it's okay.
Okay, Professor Griff, he actually was signed to Luke Records. So all of his music that he put out separately of Public Enemy was put out through Luke Records.
Wow.
Luke also had Society signed to his label. So he had up north artists that were signed to his label. It's just that they wasn't selling as many records
mm-hmm.
as his down south artists were selling. So, you know, they just didn't get the press and the exposure that his down south artists were getting at the time. But, you know, he's always had the vision of creating an independent label that was as big as, you know, let's say like a Def Jam.
Right.
You know, it always existed. And, you know, at one point he had more platinum records than any other independent label at one point. And also he has the greatest selling R&B group of all time as far as in numbers of albums sold or singles sold, which is H-Town. A lot of people don't know that. You know, as far as on the pop R&B side of things, they're the greatest selling of all time. So
that's true.
Of people don't know these things.
Yeah, that's true, because H-Town, that was, you know, somebody rocking, knocking the boots. That was the jam.
Yeah, it was number one for a long, long time. So, I mean, this was the man who was responsible for all of these things, and I mean, you know, he taught me a lot about the game because he kind of screwed me over, and he taught me a lot of do's and don'ts by screwing me over. I learned the hard way, but you never forget the hard way.
Definitely. But you know what? I can respect you, Black Mass, because of the simple fact that although, you know, you're not holding on to it. Let's just say that, plain and simple. The bottom line is, like, whatever transpired, but you're not letting that dictate who you are as an individual, and it's definitely not taken away from you as a man by addressing the fact that this is what happened, but he's still a great individual in this aspect. So I respect you for that totally, 100%, and, you know, that's huge. Definitely huge, like you said. At first, I didn't understand what you meant by, yeah, it's huge for me to say this, but I totally get it now, and it is.
Yeah.
So what artists are you currently working with at this time?
Currently this time, really not working with anybody because all three albums are actually recorded and done. But, you know, at the time, I was doing some work with Young Dirty Bastard, son of the late Old Dirty Bastard, Raz Cast, Keith Murray, Chino XL, of course, The Watchmen, Capadonna. That's pretty much it on the album that everybody else would know of. And then, you know, a lot of artists that are on the up-and-coming right now. I love up-and-coming artists. I'm always trying to, you know, work with that next person that I think has a sound that's just really being overlooked. I like to be the person to introduce that person to everybody so they can say, man, you know, I overlooked that. You know, I couldn't, you know, see that that might have been the next thing. So that's really what I look for, more or less.
And I love that. I love that you said that, too. I mean, I'm just loving you. Is that too much love? Is your woman going to kill me? Like, just let me know. Okay? Let me know the limitations here, but, you know.
Yeah, I'm married to the music.
Oh, okay, good. Married to the booth. I love that. I love that, too. You know, so that means that I have free range. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
So when you, you know, when you're discussing things with artists, because you said you like to deal with artists that are just coming up and whatever, you said you look for a unique style. I mean, do you get a lot of, you know, like, people taking their hats off to you for that? Because not a lot of people that have already been to where you are even look backwards.
Yeah,
to artists,
I mean,
that are coming up.
As far as you know, if I was really looking for, like, you know, accolades for it or a pat on the back, it's really tough to get because, you know, one thing I learned about any artist is that whatever they get that's coming to them, almost all of them expect that. So they never really feel like you're doing them any favors or anything like that. So some of them, you know, kind of understand that it would have been a struggle, but others automatically have it programmed in their mind that, oh, I was destined to be a celebrity or be a star anyway. You'll find it with most any artist. You know, it's just always that thing with them. As far as in the industry goes, I get told a lot of times that, I'm wasting my time from people who are in the business. But, you know, I never believed that. My whole team, Legion of Chaos, all came from, you know, me feeling that way. The Watchmen, we were all formed from me feeling that way. You know, I had other opportunities on deck. And, you know, I put those opportunities on hold to come back and embrace my team and, you know, walk with them. It's, you know, it's just the kind of person that I am.
Definitely. So that, like I said, is big hugs, you know, and, like, if you live, like, around the corner, I don't know, we would be going out for drinks after the show, definitely. You know, because I'm just totally into that because that's who I am as an individual. I like to embrace people because I don't rap, I don't sing, I can't dance, I can't do any of those things, but I just like to network with people and I like to, you know, uplift and empower individuals that have it in them to do. And not all the time, you know, when you're, like you said, in Florida, you don't really get the recognition that's needed out there and stuff like that. I think that's kind of anywhere you go, and the reason that's happening, like a disease spreading across the world, is because people, like you just stated about some of those artists that just kind of feel like it's all about them and that they're destined to be in this place. You may be destined or creative, but, you know, no one is over the top. Like, everyone's coming from the same place, no matter where you are at this point. Everyone's coming from the same place, and people lose sight of that. And if you want someone to support you, then you have to be willing to, like, let it go and support another.
Exactly.
You know, that's why I take the time to look at things people post on Facebook, they send to me, listen to it. I mean, I'm not in love with everything, but I take the time because that's what it's about, people taking the time out of their schedule. Because what you're going to do, sit in front of the TV and click it for 5 minutes, and 5 minutes you could have supported someone's thing that
exactly.
means something to them. So
exactly.
I'm definitely into you for, you know, taking the time out, coming from where you're coming from, and definitely, you know, not forgetting that there's other creative people out there that can definitely add to the flavor. So I see that your mom, Miss Coleman, you know, definitely is a supportive mom. I love her for that. Shout out to Miss Coleman.
Yeah, shout out to her because, yeah, if it wasn't for her, I wouldn't even be in the position that I'm in at any time. There's been times where, you know, I've been, you know, trying to get on when I was younger. She would, you know, buy me a bus ticket and say, here you go, get on the bus, and here goes some money to eat with, you know, go and try, you know, and get a deal. Or, you know, she's just always been that person, you know, especially being as old as I am right now.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's crazy because she's still that same exact person she was. I think that if I didn't have any money and I needed a bus ticket and money
right.
to eat with, she would put me on that bus still to this day.
Right,
so
exactly. It's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful thing. And, you know, like I said, shout out to Ms. Coleman again because, you know, being a mother, just because people have children, just like when, you know, dads father children, they'll always make them, you know, present. But it's a good feeling to know that no matter what you do, you know, where you at in your life, that, you know, your mom is there or there is someone there for you. And, you know, I'm just loving her for that, too. You know, it's nothing but love on this show tonight.
Yeah, she's
a
co-executive producer of pretty much every project that hits the table. If something hits the table, you know, she made money off the last project, she's right back in the pot on the next
mm-hmm.
go-around, the next project, you know. So
That's awesome. I'm going to have to talk to your mom, seriously. I'm going to have to have a show based around Miss Coleman, seriously. You know, because she would have to set an example for people, like invest in your children, invest in your child, you know, in their creativity. And I think that in some regards, that's how some of our children go astray because we're really not putting that energy into the things that they enjoy doing.
Exactly.
So that to me is huge and why I feel like a show should be based upon your mom.
You know, the funny part is that no one ever really seeks her out for anything. As far as press-wise, because she's kind of like, I guess, you know, somebody said this, and I'm just going to use that same comparison. I'm kind of more like Birdman, and she's more like Slim, Birdman's brother. They both own Cash Money and both pump money into the projects. Except that since Birdman is a rapper and also the CEO, he gets the attention, and Slim is just kind of off in the background.
But not everybody wants to be in the forefront.
Yeah.
No, you know, not everybody wants to be seen. You know, they know what they and not everybody needs, like you said, that accolade of being pat on the back or whatever. You do what you do because that's what you do, and you don't need nothing extra to go along with that. But we have a question in the chat room from Freddie Lawrence, and he wants to know what advice can you give to not, you know, rappers but to songwriters that can't sing. Ha ha ha.
That's great. That's great. That's a good question because I'm going to, like, drop some major knowledge that a lot of people are overlooking, and I always give just advice on stuff like this. You have to start a publishing company. The reason why you have to start a publishing company, especially if you're not singing and you're just songwriting, is because you can write the songs, tie them to your publishing company, and then leave the songs open. Because what will happen is that you don't want to outright sell ownership of a lot of their music. You want to hold on to the publishing on the music. So that way, later down the road, if it gets used in a television commercial or it gets quoted in a movie or used on anything, you'll still get paid a premium off of that. So it's like you have residual income for the rest of your life. I have music that's in video games. I have music that's in TV shows. I have music that's in commercials where I've resold the same song 10 or 12 times, and I receive royalty checks every month for that. So you want to make sure that you hold on to your publishing, You know, a lot of labels want to do a 360 deal with you where they get a cut of everything nowadays. That's what most labels do. It used to be, you know, they might take some of your publishing and some of your album sales and let you keep 100% of your performances and stuff that you would receive from your performing rights organizations for your live shows, because artists, you are supposed to get paid when they play your music in a club, even though you're not there performing, and as well as getting paid when you perform. But that's all stuff that's done through, like, your BMI, your ASCAP, CSEC, and things like that. So artists have to make sure that they are holding on to their publishing. But you have to establish a publishing company. You can't just claim to have one. These are things that have to be done.
Definitely. And that's awesome advice, because I never even thought about that.
Yeah.
So thank you, Freddie, for that question. Yeah, thank you for that question. That was actually, like you said, a very, very good question. And he says, perfect. Yes, it was a perfect response. Definitely. Because, I mean, who can't use, like, royalty checks for their talent? You know, the heck? I'm about to start one.
They come right when you're hurting, too. It's always like, oh, I need some more money. And then you go to the mailbox and, oh, royalty check, I'm good.
Okay, I don't care if someone's sending me like $10.95. Like, send it, okay? I'm located at 11. No, let me start. Like, definitely send me a check, like, ASAP, okay? For real. But let's talk about the clothing line and the boots. And I mean, because I definitely want a pair of those boots. So let's talk about that for a few minutes. Yeah. I mean, honestly, no, Black Mass, seriously, and it's no exaggeration. I have, like, probably over 200-something pairs of shoes. Like, I have a room designated for shoes. Like, and that's with me giving away constantly, because it's like I feel like, you know, if you're going to bring in, like, three pairs, then you give away three pairs, like that type of thing.
Yeah, well, I don't even think there's 200 pairs of shoes in Africa right now. That's a lot of pairs of shoes.
I do. I love shoes. I really do. Shoes and bags and like, accessories, like earrings and, you know, stuff like that, like costume stuff, you know.
Yeah, if you love bags, I'll let you know. We have a Bully bag that's coming out. So I'm working with a designer right now, actually, on the bag, because the bag is going to have the crystals on it.
Mm-hmm.
And we're trying to get the design together for it now. It'll probably be out by the end of summer, the same time that the boots and everything will be available. The picture that's available online is actually the prototype pair that they sent over after we initiated that this is what they're going to look like and everything's together. Bully, I mean, it's just like right now it's still semi-conceptual, because the only people that actually have Bully merchandise is, you know, people that's on my team. And things like that. We started selling Bully about 2 years ago. My mom actually heads that whole entire thing herself a couple years back. And we sold limited quantity of merchandise, pushing it out the way we pushed it out. We pulled the product line back and decided to leave the male urban range of Bully and focus more on a female urban range. And we reintroduced it. And now, you know, I have Raylan on with me with Smile, and we kind of cross-combining the lines Bully and Smile. So,
definitely,
you know, he has a better insight on marketing when it comes to branding clothes than I do. I'm more on the music side. So me and Mom just decided that, you know, it would be best to put it in our hands of a professional, someone who actually knows what they're doing when it pertains to, you know, how to properly market an urban clothing line.
Definitely, because, you know, I mean, he just shows me stuff. He's like, hey, P this. And I'm like, I want that. And he's like, okay, it's coming. And I'm like, why not now?
Yeah.
You know, you can't, someone that's addicted to something, that's just like if someone is addicted to alcohol. You can't wave a bottle of alcohol in their face. Like, here's a bottle of Ciroc,
right,
and then you can't have none. Because I'm like, what do you mean?
Yeah. You have a new bustier that's like sick that's coming out.
What?
It's a bustier that
you
actually
gotta
wear
shut up.
Yeah, you actually wear it out. You wear it out shopping, you know, out in public somewhere, to the club, bring it to the bedroom. It's crazy, the design on it. It's It's insane, you know.
I can't wait.
Yeah, I'm excited about the line myself, and I can't even wear any of this stuff because it's all female. But, you know,
imagine.
We got a couple things for the guys. We got some leather jackets that are coming that are embossed, not embroidered. You know, for people who don't know, it's stamped, leather stamped. And it's crazy. We got a couple hoodies. We still got a few of the old pieces, you know, still sitting around that will also come out in limited numbers. And, you know, we're just trying to make some noise right now. We're trying to bring the days of, like, when Cross Colors and Carl Canal was hot and Woo Wear, and we're trying to bring that back with Bully.
Exactly. And I'm just really super, super hyped, excited now. I mean, Boosty Years, I mean, I don't know if you ever looked at some of my Facebook pictures, but,
I haven't had a chance to, but I will
know. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Well, okay, so basically, yeah, that's the direction that I'm always in, like, sexy, classy style, you know what I mean, but not raunchy. I'm not into that at all, you know. I'm getting too old for that. I'm almost 100, so, you know, we got to cut that, like, and leave that for the younger ones, you know. But at the same time, it's not, bustiers are, like, the most, it's so sexy to me. And whether someone said, okay, this was only supposed to be in the bedroom or not, I have worn bustiers with jeans and some hot heels out to clubs before.
Yeah, exactly. And
like, that's happening.
That's my mom. My mom, she doesn't dress like that, but that's what she was envisioning when she came up with the idea for it, because she's just like, let's take bedroom clothes and kind of make them street at the same time and then combine the two and make it so we can cross-platform, you know, the bedroom with the streets. And when she first said it, I was kind of like, okay. Because, you know, I'm seeing, like, thongs and chicks walk around with thongs on and stuff. I'm like, what is she talking about? You know, was she drinking Hennessy today or something?
Oh, gosh, you're so silly.
But she actually, you know, had the right idea. And when I saw the finished product, I was like, man, this really can work on both platforms. You know,
definitely.
It really can. So it works
I can't wait. And I hope you guys don't just cater to, like, anorexic women, because then I'm going to be pissed. Okay,
oh,
I'm gonna be pissed
no.
all the way off. I need something for my body contour. Okay, thank you very much.
No, we don't. we're not just catering to just skinny chicks. You know, moms is thick. You know, can I say that about my moms? You know, I guess I can. So, nah,
shout out to Miss Coleman.
we made sure that was a big thing. You know what I'm saying? That we wanted it to fit black women. And we understood that black women come in all shapes and sizes, so that's what we were going for. Yeah.
Definitely. Because can I just say that I definitely do spend, you know, money when it comes down to, like, certain items because of the way I'm shaped, you know. So basically the top area is really is a lot there. So basically I need stuff that kind of fits the contour of my body. And so I can't always just go to Victoria. I can't buy nothing in Victoria's Secrets. I can't buy stuff in certain, you know, lingerie spots because they don't have anything that fits me. I have to go get things custom made, kind of sorted when I want to go for that look to fit me
Bully will
appropriately.
Definitely fit. Definitely
well, I
fit.
Can't wait.
Yeah.
I mean,
when we started with the boy shorts, we had to make sure they were cut correctly and fitted correctly because a lot, you know, I know some people don't really know this, but most of the time, you order your product, you're ordering from China or Japan or places like that.
Mm-hmm.
But their small is not a small like an American size. Their large is like our small. So, you know, you have to have stuff custom made and custom sizes and then mark them, you know, for American sizes. So we made sure that when we did that, we got sizes that were correctly proportioned for, you know, women of color.
Definitely, and I'm so glad that you guys researched that out because it's so true, you know, because I started noticing that, honestly, like a few years ago because I went to fashion design. You know, I didn't finish or anything like that. I changed my major, but definitely went, and I've noticed that a lot of stuff, I don't care how much you spend for it, it says China, and I'm like, hold on, how come I'm paying $200 and this they say made in China? Like, what the hell?
Exactly. They paid 25 cents for it and sold it to you for $200.
So that is correct. And also what people also need to keep in mind as well, which I know you already know, is that, you know, like French designers and stuff like that, you know, definitely have different proportions for sizes as well. You know, so depending on a designer is really what size I wear on everything.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely. So we have a caller, 561-294-1059. You on the air with Black Mass and Miss P. How are you tonight?
What up, Seven Sign represent, man. Watchman salute. What's the deal, son?
Whoa, what's good?
Yo, son, you know me. I'm everywhere, man. I'm right in there with you. Just look behind you. I'm right there.
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? This man's like my rib. You know what I'm saying?
What's the deal, man? How are you giving the info and all that? You know what I'm saying? Watchman represent, man. That's what we do.
Definitely,
yes,
definitely.
So how are you tonight?
I'm great, man. I'm lovely. I'm always lovely.
Oh, I love that word,
you?
Lovely. I'm excellent.
Yeah.
Thank you for asking. And lovely at the same time.
supporting what y'all doing, you know what I mean? Just thought I'd call in. Shout out to Big Homie and all that. You know, shout out to y'all doing y'all thing.
Definitely.
You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
Somebody got to do it, right?
Yes, definitely. And I appreciate you taking the time to do so.
That's it, man. I don't want to take a little more of your time. Go ahead and drill him like you're supposed to drill him or some whatever. And, you know, we get it in. Yo, peace, yo, son. Hit me up
yo,
and get off, man.
I got you.
Okay,
right,
thank
right,
you so
son.
Much. Have a good evening. Okay, bye-bye. Yes,
yeah,
that was awesome. I like his energy.
Yeah, that's the Seven. You know, I don't know if you how much watch music you listen to, but he's always the energetic one on the team. You know what
mm-hmm.
I'm saying? He has, the I think, the most character out of everybody that's on the squad. He's in the movie Bully. He's the co-star in the movie with me.
Yeah, so let's talk about Bully, you know, because if y'all have, like, part two, I definitely want to be in it. I just wanted to put that out there first and foremost, okay? But just go look at my little profile pictures and tell me if I fit the... No,
well, I can't say right now if there'll be a part two or not. Everybody have to watch the movie and kind of see for themselves on that. But, yeah, the movie is you know, it's a crazy situation when it came to the movie. I wrote the movie in 7 days. And,
what?
Yeah, wrote it in seven
oh.
days.
Goodness,
went into
awesome.
Production within, like, 2 weeks of writing it. We was already in production. So, you know, a total of 3 weeks from time of conception to shooting. We were going, and the movie is crazy. I'll give you a little synopsis on it. It's pretty
Please.
Much a story about a team, which is the Watchmen. We actually play ourselves in the movie, but ourselves as characters because the story is all made up and everything because, you know, we're not drug dealers or anything like that. But the team pretty much starts out as petty hustlers, and they get a connect, and then the connect ends up fronting them enough product to get them in the game. My Black Mass character, I'm labeling everything as a character because this is not actually how we are. My Black Mass character ends up getting caught because of a mistake that we made and had to serve 6 years in prison, but I don't rat everybody else out. So when I get out, pretty much my team is on top of the world. They kept moving and end up building themselves up. So, you know, you have to pretty much, you know, watch the movie, hit a rap. Oh, I fall in love in the movie, but you'll have to just see how everything else turns out.
Definitely. And when can people look forward to previewing the movie?
We actually just signed a deal to have the movie in our movie theaters. It premieres March 19th, but only in South Florida.
Okay.
And
well,
theaters.
I guess I'll be out there on March 19th or something.
There
like, something has to happen.
There you go. And then it'll be available on DVD by the summer.
Awesome.
Worldwide.
Awesome. And then would people be able to purchase it from your website?
I'm not going to directly sell it because I don't want to cut into the actual scan of the CD, of the barcode. So what will happen is that Best Buy's, Walmart, Target's, FYE's, you can get it on Netflix or rent it from Redbox or Blockbuster.
Wow, that's huge.
Yeah.
That is so huge, and I'm so proud of you. Oh, my goodness. I mean, seriously, this is like a group hug moment, seriously. It really is.
You.
I mean, 7 days, 7 days to write an entire movie, really?
Yeah.
Really. I mean, there's no words. I'm stuck. You know, I really am. And, you know, I don't know. There's so much good stuff that I could just say about you, but it will be like, dang, Miss P, what you trying to do? Get his number? Like, I already have it, guys. I already have his number, okay? No. So, yeah, you know, it's just crazy. It's just crazy how you have, like, okay, the music, the production, the clothing, the acting. I mean, this is, like, really inspirational to me for just black men, period. Like, no one better ever tell me that they can't maintain something. No one better ever tell me that they can't, because look at all the things that you have accomplished. To write an entire movie in 7 days is huge.
Yeah.
So, I mean, this is inspiring to myself as well. So thank you for sharing all of this with me.
No problem, Just takes focus. I mean, anybody can really do it if they just, you know, it has to just be a want for it.
Yeah, definitely. And Freddie in the chat room, he's like, any color. And you're right, Freddie, so I'll take that back. Not just black men, because there are men of every culture who are sitting around complaining about what they can't and cannot do. So you're definitely right about that, and thank you for correcting me, Freddie. Definitely just people in general, even females, even myself, because at the beginning of the show, I'm guilty of this procrastination. To me, it's like the biggest disease next to anything out there, like alcohol and, you know, whatever, because we kill ourselves with just taking away from ourselves.
Yeah, exactly. I think more people kill themselves with procrastination than anything else.
Yeah, definitely. I definitely agree with that. And, you know, that's why this is just a good thing for me. Let me, you know, again, I'll just keep saying that because it definitely is, because it just shows me, like, okay, I'm on the right track, keep doing what you're doing, and ultimately it will all come together.
Exactly.
It will all come together. 7 days, I don't know if I can top you on 7 days, okay? It might be 7 years or 7 months. Like, but I'm definitely going to put that on my board in my office, like 7 days. And every time I look at that, I'm going to think about you. Like, hey, he did it in 7 days. I could do this. You know, it's like whatever.
If you're Aries, you can do it. We have imagination. If you just sit down and just, you know, think it out first and then grab your pen or your recorder and just speak. And not be afraid of failure, because when you're afraid of failure, then it just messes everything up. I just said, no way I write this can be wrong. And then I started writing.
Right. Oh, my goodness. So are you into, like, meditation? What do you do to relax through all this? What do you do to stay focused?
Just have a good time. That's really just about it.
Just throw parties, Miss P. That's what I do. And then I just wait. I throw parties and I'll just, you know, come up with a new brand of something, you know?
I just vibe. If you're having a good time and you're in a positive state, a majority of the time, things just come to you naturally. There's no special teas or meditation. I don't, you know, do Kung Fu or nothing like that before I write a song or write a script. It's just, you know, just keep the energy, the correct energy around you, and then your brain automatically, you know, rewards you.
Definitely. That's good. That is really good. So what's the best advice you were ever given?
I was given a lot of great advice. I think the best advice I was ever given had to come from my mom. And that advice, first off, there's 1,000 best advices that are coming from my mom. But, you know, I think the most important was that never let anybody let you believe that they're greater than you. She's always instilled that in me. She's always said that to me, I think, more than anything else, you know, ever in the world. Because, you know, I can't speak for every other race. I can only speak for the race, my race, black, because, you know, I have experience with that.
Mm-hmm.
But I think that sometimes we grow up and we watch TV or we look at movies and we say, wow, I wish I can live like that. And we didn't have that vision of that positive black household with two positive role model black parents until the Cosby Show. Prior to that, I mean, it just really didn't exist. And even truth be told, I didn't see that in reality. I only seen it on TV because where I was from, there was just the single moms and the dads or just, you know, wherever. But, you know, I was privileged enough to grow up in a household with both of my parents, you know, under the same roof. And my parents, you know, providing for me and my younger brother. And she just always let me know that no matter what the next person may have that I don't have, no matter how much money, less money I might make than the next person, never believe that they're greater than me. And because I always believe that and I think that, I don't get discouraged. You know, because this month I might not have, you know, the Lamborghini this month or this year or next year. I don't let that, you know, deter me. When I see another rapper pull up and he has one, you know, I don't get discouraged or anything like that. I just, you know, congratulate him, you know, and then I keep moving forward, knowing eventually I'll be in the position that I would like to be in.
Definitely. Definitely. So we have a question in the chat room, mm-hmm. and it's from Smile Elemental. And
okay.
his question is, Black Mass, how can I become part of your family?
Oh, man. That's a crazy question. It is very hard to get in my circle. Very, very hard. I very rarely take new people into my circle because trust is major. My, you know, once I include you into my circle, you become a piece of my support at that point. And I have to make sure that every piece of material I include in my foundation that I put in my walls is strong enough to hold my process up, my roof, without collapsing. So it is very, very hard. Probably once every couple of years I meet someone that is worthy of being in my circle. So that's like not even a question I can really even answer, because there's nothing you can particularly do that would make me want to include you. You would just have to be you, and I would have to acknowledge that, and I would have to say, okay, you know what? This is the kind of person that I would like to have around me. But I don't know what that kind of person is until that person displays it to me.
Definitely. Absolutely. So Freddie says, you know, only as good as the people you surround yourself with, no doubt. So he totally agrees, you know, with your response to that.
Exactly.
You definitely have to resonate with someone in order to deem them even family worthy.
Yeah, because it takes one fraudulent person to mm-hmm. infiltrate your team and destroy everything that you work
definitely.
Years to build.
Definitely, definitely. And sometimes, too, you know, certain individuals that you allow to come into your world can definitely just throw you off track when you are so focused, because there's always something that's trying to, someone's trying to throw a rock against a window for no
exactly.
reason. You know, trying to shatter you, so I definitely understand. And, you know, Smile says, you damn right. So, yeah, you damn right about it. You damn right about everything you said. So he's feeling that, definitely. So where can people, like, search you out at and, you know, find you? I put out there that your website, correct me if I'm wrong, is www.imblackmass.com.
Yeah, that's the website, but I hope that the web design company is listening right now. They dropped the ball on it. It was supposed to launch January 1st, 2012, and it didn't quite launch then, and then it's just been delayed. The I Am Black Mass website is supposed to be so direct and personal as far as who I am,
mm-hmm.
you know, deeper than Black Mass, really, but just who I am in general. To give everybody a better understanding, I think, of me. And, you know, I'm hoping that if every rapper attempts to do what I'm trying to do with that website, it'll enlighten, you know, the youth that's trying to come up in this industry. Because I know it's kind of off topic, I'm going to come back. But I had a cousin who grew up with me in the same house, so he's more like my little brother, who was murdered right before his 21st birthday. And that just happened this past summer.
I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you. And I feel deep down inside that his murder could have been prevented had rap been on a different level. And I know people are going to, like, ridicule me for putting that on rap. But the reason why I'm putting it on rap is because if you look at, especially here in Florida, the culture, everybody's walking around with dreads and gold teeth. And I'm born and raised from Florida. I don't sound like it. I know a lot of people say that. And my appearance is really not like most that are from here. It's because I was influenced by a different brand of rap than they're being influenced by. And I just feel like if rap had took a more positive, a more stable position in the black culture or the urban culture or the urban community, I feel like a lot of these crimes that we have wouldn't exist. You know, all of this,
exactly.
these guns and violence, it's just, you know, it's getting out of hand. And I'm guilty of it of a certain degree, because you got to understand, I have a family to feed and I have bills to pay. I don't rap about it, but, you know, things like Bully, it does have that sort of lifestyle in there, but it also has a positive message at the end, and you'll just have to see the movie to understand where I was taking it. So I'm showing what actually goes on in the area that I live in, but I'm showing that there's ways to defeat that in the same process. So,
definitely,
you know, I just feel like that if music was, you know, more, if people was handing out knowledge, then people would be more receptive to receiving knowledge. You know, you only get back what you give. And I think that what they're giving is now what we're starting to get back, and that's the violence, the excessive violence.
Right. Definitely. Very well said. And, you know, I totally agree with you. You know, people have followers, and some people look for things to believe in. And if someone believes in you and what you're bringing forth, then anything that you put out there, they're going to go with it. So definitely, if you making music about I can have like 50 million chicks at one time and it's okay, then whoever is that listener that idolizes you is going to think that it's okay to do that. So I definitely feel like, you know, a lot of the things that we put in the universe can play a role in everyday life, whether it's music, whether it's whatever. It can all play, you know, a part in things in our everyday life. So I definitely agree with you on that one, 100%.
We all have weakness. We're human. You know, I fall victim to certain things, and other people might just fall victim to things that are just more extreme.
Yeah, I want to just say shout out to everybody who's like just like logging in and going crazy in the chat room right now. Like, I can't even keep up with everything that's being said right now. Okay, so just much love to everyone who's in there, you know, just introducing themselves and networking like, you know, the world's supposed to be doing, you know, to make everything go around. So definitely feeling the fact that, you know, we have the seventh sign in there, we have silver tongue, we have smile elemental. I mean, it's just going crazy. I don't even know what's happening in anymore, Black Mass. I really don't. I can't keep up. I need like another set of eyeballs, and I don't have it right now. So we have someone on the line, 401-663-4813. You on the air with Miss P and Black Mass?
Peace, was good. It's the God J. Bourne calling
from
Rhode
Island. Hey, J. Bourne, how are you?
Was good. Got to shout out Black Maya, Seven Sign. You know, the whole team down there in Florida, man. I was working with Seven Sign at one point in time. He's probably in the chat if he hears me. Peace to the God.
Okay. Where you from?
What's that?
Yeah, where did you say you're from?
Rhode Island.
Okay. You know, I hear the MC game is heavy up in Rhode Island.
Yeah, I mean, it's a lot of artists out there doing that thing. I represent a group called the Jungle Movement, junglemovement.com. I was working with Seven Sign when he first started launching his career officially.
Okay.
I was actually networking with your team, with Pro. Pro on the team. But I just see what y'all doing, man. I was on Facebook, saw the interview. I said, yo, I got to shout these brothers out, man. Give them a call, man. Send my love, man.
Definitely. I appreciate you calling in. And definitely hit me on Facebook so we can connect and, you know, talk a little bit about what it is that you do as well.
Definitely.
Okay,
and,
so I don't know if you have
that. Chapter Brothers up here tonight in Rhode Island, man. We got a show up there popping off and shit. So, we're working on a tour with Raekwon right now for Memorial Day weekend. But my bigger plans, man, I hope Seven Sides listening, man. I plan on shooting down here to Florida soon, man, and, you know, networking, man, and finally making that plug official.
Definitely.
Yeah,
definitely.
Well, Seven Sides just said Bloodlines Go Hard.
That's right. That's the group. That's one of the groups that I manage, the Bloodlines. And you can find them on junglemovement.com also. Group's kind of going through a breakup right now, which has allowed me to be a little more free as a manager and just a businessman. So, you know, the sky's the limit right now. 2012, man. You know what I mean? It's time to get in with Brother Fitzen, you know what I'm saying?
Definitely. And before I let you go, Seven Sign said, tell Kappa I said, what's up?
Oh, tell
me,
we're
going
to be flicking it. We're going to be flicking it up tonight. I'll be posting it on the Facebook, man. You know what I mean?
Okay.
And,
no problem.
Tell them, Yeah, we're going to go hard, man. But no doubt, shout out Black Mass, man. The whole team down there, man. Y'all doing
Thank
it big,
man.
Just to let you know, man, the brothers up here, we watching, man. We see what y'all doing, man.
Definitely appreciate you.
Oh, and congrats on the movie, too, man.
Oh, man, thank you. Thank you.
Congrats on that, man. So, yeah, man, y'all brothers working hard, man. Your grind shows, man. I'm listening to you build. I never got a chance to speak to you personally. I think we did. About 4 or 5 years ago, you and I probably spoke. I don't know if you recall. Yeah, son, your team goes hard, man.
Yeah,
you surround yourself around a lot of really good creative brothers, man, and it's, you know, in the end, you know, I'm listening to your build, and it's like you're really sincere and serious about what you're doing, man. You know what I mean? You're putting all the right pieces in the right places and just not being thirsty. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely. Appreciate it.
And just keep up the hard work, man. Yeah, that's what I meant to say, man. I'm listening to your build. I don't recall building with you in the past, but just hearing you add on, man, you're on point, son.
Definitely.
You're on point.
Appreciate it, fam.
Yeah, and we have a lot of words on everything you're saying. People are in the chat room saying word to everything you're saying.
Yeah, it's crazy because, I mean, you know, the people in the chat probably don't get a chance. You know, they're shooting out their little random joints while he's talking, and it's like, yo, the brother's on point in so many areas and aspects. I mean, you know, it shows that a brother's been through some changes, man, and he's, you know, making the right decisions.
Definitely.
Right. Definitely. And that's what it's all about, like, for all of us out here, you know, just to take lead and just become a part of, like, building with each other and, you know, just embracing the fact that we all have something to contribute to the pot. You know, not trying to take away from anyone, just contributing what you have, God-given talent, and bringing that to the forefront and just, you know, expressing it in that sense where it's like, okay, you're talented, I'm talented, and we're talented together. We're all doing the same thing. We're all trying to, you know, live and survive and show our creativity. And basically some of us are just taking it a little further, but it doesn't mean that you can't do that as well. You know, everyone has the opportunities out here to expand to no limits. So, you know, Black Mass is just one of the people that I look up to and inspires me as well to just keep doing the things that I do to make it happen for myself as well. We all have the ability to do it.
Yeah, I just want to throw something out there real quick, man.
Sure.
It's a major, it's one of those major dilemmas in hip-hop, and it's the subject you touched on. As far as the influence of hip-hop and the music that's being put out there, I find myself very contradictory in that sense because, you know, I strive to be a righteous brother. I teach my seeds to be righteous. You know, I strive to be on the right path. I'm not perfect. You know, I have my flaws. I have my things I do as a man, you know what I'm saying, that keeps me human along with everyone else. But, like, my artists, like the Bloodlines, you know, I represent the Jungle Movement. So I have my group is composed of artists that come from various areas in my city, you know, that came up in the gang culture, you know, different streets repping different sets, you know what I'm saying? So I feel as though my contribution, although the music that we put out, and not all of my artists put out, you know, just straight-up gully street music, but it's pretty much me bringing together different aspects of different areas of my city, which typically are at war with each other.
Yeah.
Whereas normally these brothers would be gangbanging, you know, these brothers in the studio putting together music, you know, it's a level of unity that my city hasn't seen. So I think I take my reward in doing that. And at the same time, I understand that music that's being put out, it does have an effect on people. You know what I mean? So it's kind of like my dilemma is trying to bring together the city to you know, kind of curb some of the violence. And at the same time, try to make a profit. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, there's the greed side, the greed and need side that I'm compromising my own values with. And I'm sure there's producers and labels out there that do the same.
I think that personally, like, you know, what we were talking about earlier about as far as compromising, it goes to any scenario, any situation in this entertainment industry. The thing that you have to understand is that no one wants to hear from a preacher who hasn't, you know, lived in sin. It doesn't make any sense. It's like if you were perfect and you told somebody don't do something, how can I believe that you understand how I'm truly living in order to preach to me anything? So, I mean, coming from a situation where that's wrong and you helping people acknowledge that the situation was wrong and you presenting to them an alternative, that's the key. You know, if you're making money by rapping about the violence because that's what you live, you know, flip an alternative situation to them. Explain to them how you bettered yourself or how you changed direction to create a situation that can give them an alternative to selling drugs or to robbing people or things like that. So, I mean, sometimes there's nothing wrong with presenting, you know, bad things to people. You just have to know how to give it to them. Don't give it to them and then tell them this is what you still need to be doing, because we all know, and you know, it's not gonna be a great outlook in the end. So, I mean, we live in a real world. You can't hide these things. I don't hide stuff from my kids like that. I tell my kids about things that sometimes people say, oh, you shouldn't tell them, they're too young. I never believe that. I believe that let me help them understand now so that their foundations can start developing now so they can have an understanding of these things for the future.
Exactly.
So, you know, I think what you're doing, you know what I'm saying, I don't see anything wrong in it as long as you're giving them an alternative to it, because they have to have an alternative to that lifestyle, because you're only telling people about a lifestyle that, you know, I'm sure millions of people, hundreds of thousands of people live every day. So they understand that that exists, and you're telling them it exists, but you're saying, now, guess what? I'm rapping now. So I think that's a good way to flip it. So now maybe they'll say, you know what? I don't want to bang no more. I want to get down, and I want to cut an album, or I want to get in the studio and do my music, and that'll make them put the gun down. So, you know, it's a positive thing.
Yeah, and I'm, you know, just to ensure, I mean, you know, not to condone it, but at the end of the day, man, it's like anything, man. Knowledge and education starts at home. So if the parents aren't doing their job and spilling, a good foundation in their children, when they are exposed to things, then they're making the right choices in life. You know, they're able to make the right choice when they come to that crossroad.
What you're saying is exactly true, but you have to remember, who are the parents right now?
Yeah,
and what I mean by that is that, understand that right now we are parents, and our parents, that were parents or grandparents now. It goes back to that music influence. It goes across the board, because when you think about it, look, you know, our parents had us listening to, like, you know, James Brown and stuff like that. We grew up in that era where music was positive. And now we're those parents, but our kids now are going to be parents one day. If they're growing up listening to, you know, Lil Wayne and stuff like that, or this person over here saying drink syrup all day and do this and do that, then what do you think they're going to do for their kids? You think they're going to educate their kids? They're not, because their mentality, their foundation is going to already be corrupt at that point.
Yeah, my thing is alternatives in the industry. You know, there's always the relevancy.
Did we cut Ms. P off? Ms. P, you still here?
No, I'm there. And, you know, I'm not – I think you definitely have said it all. Like, I agree 100% about, you know, like, we are the parents of today, and I definitely could relate to the point of, you know, like you said, when we were growing up, we had the temptations and all that good stuff, and how the world has changed in that aspect, because we didn't have computers and video games that do all this crazy stuff and cell phones and all this crazy stuff that kids are exposed to now. So I'm definitely dig the fact that, you know, you're taking that negative and turning it into a positive, because that's what it's all about. And just, you know, basically just, you know, grasp onto what you're doing, like Black Master's just explaining, in a positive sense, where that your children, their children, and so on and so forth can say that, yeah, grandpa did do this or dad did do this, but he also accomplished and achieved this as well.
Exactly.
Because it becomes a balance.
And real talk, I think that's some of the respect that I get coming up, because I was in the street stuff. You know, I did the state time, the fed time, the guns.
Mm-hmm.
I done been involved with all of that.
Mm-hmm.
And I finally made that turn myself. So it's a lot of the younger kids that see me now working my regular 9-to-5 gig. They see me with my children. They see me doing the music thing. But they've always respected me as that dude in the street. So So now they look at me and just me in my everyday walk, they see that it's possible. You know what I'm saying?
Definitely.
From going from one of the worst dudes on the street to helping to destroy the community to now being one that's out there trying to help rebuild the community in my own
way. And that's
way.
Awesome. That's awesome. And I love it. And I love it. I definitely do. And I want you to connect with me on Facebook. You know, we have some other callers on the line, and we can definitely
follow up.
You know, and not to be disrespectful or nothing, you know, but just to say that, you know, I do want to hear more. I'm thirsty to know more about you, but, you know, I have to take the floor back a little, so to speak, and give it back to Black Mass for the, and you know, bring in a few more callers. I've been on the line for a while, so I appreciate you taking the time.
Have me as well,
definitely. I appreciate you guys having me, stealing all this time. To everybody out in the world listening, man, you got to get up on that movement, Bully. I can't wait to see it when it drops. And hopefully by the end of this year, mid this year, the end of this year, man, next year, either way, son, I'm going to be down there.
Okay.
I'm going to be down there.
Yeah.
All right. Thank you so much for calling in. Bye-bye. Be safe. Yeah, so that's definitely, you know, a good look. He's, you know, trying to turn his life around, and that's definitely what it's all about. We have another caller on the line, 419-632-1142. You on the line with Black Matt and Miss P. How are you tonight?
Yo, we smile while we bully. Yo, loving to hear Black Mass educating the world. People misunderstand this cat, man. This is a wise individual, man. He got lots of wisdom to give to people.
I said, as do yourself. You have a lot of wisdom to offer the world as well.
Yeah.
You know, right now I just feel like an Oreo cookie. You know what I mean? Like, I have my two guys on the side, and then I'm like the cream in the middle.
Not a bad place.
No, definitely not a bad place to be. So I'm definitely loving where I'm at right now. So, you know, don't hate, ladies, don't hate. But, yeah.
So I have a couple questions for Black Mass.
Definitely, please.
I know his questions are tough ones. Go ahead.
If an individual wanted to incorporate a record label with you, how would we go about doing that?
Incorporating one with me?
Yeah, record
you
label.
As far as getting distribution through me. I mean, I'll be honest with you right now. I think I've taken on as many labels, new labels, as I can even take on at this point. What I would recommend at this point is that those people who are interested in still getting distribution contact me, and I will pass their information on to the labels that are already under my label and see if one of those labels would be interested in picking up that particular artist. Because as far as me right now, after Bully comes out during the summer, and when Bully finally comes out, I'll already be in production on my next movie that I'm in the process of tightening up the script on right now. So it's going to be, you know, probably a 2 to 3 movie a year average for me after Bully. And I just right now really don't have the time to focus on the individual record labels at this point.
Oh, okay. Well, just wanted to get the masses to understand another aspect of what you also have going on.
Yeah, it's hectic. I mean, I've been given our distribution now for almost 2 years, and the labels that come under me, and no disrespect to them because I love them all. You know, we all help feed each other. But they come to me sometimes lacking the knowledge of running a record label. So what ends up happening is I end up running their record labels for them. And
right.
I just don't have that kind of time anymore.
Okay, I got you. Well, that answered my question, which was like 15 questions people were asking me. So I figured since everybody's listening, they can hear from you.
Yeah. Yeah, but there are labels that are under me that I'm sure will be more than happy to pick up some talented new artists.
We'll have all of that together anyway.
Definitely.
And when can I come down for dinner?
I think that the best time to come is when Miss P comes.
Okay, exactly. Like, we're going to have our Oreo cookie dinner party. Like, what the hell? What do you
Oreo
mean? When's the best time can you come? You excluded me now? I'm not the cream
bully
filling anymore? That quick?
Is that a storyline for Bully 2?
make it a love triangle for part 2.
Okay, exactly. Make it a love triangle for part 2. Okay, and make me a gangster, because, you know, I'm really not, but I always wanted to be kind of sort of one of those bad girl type chicks.
Yeah, you'll
know.
Be the Miss P character.
Yeah. Okay, let me be like the one with the corset on, you know.
There you go.
Going outside with the
yeah.
bully corset on. Okay.
There you go.
And then I want a pair of like boy shorts with smile on the back.
Wow.
Think about that.
There you go. Yeah, we didn't wear any bully clothes in the movie Bully. We only wore smile clothing in the movie Bully.
Aww.
I appreciate that so much.
Because we felt like it would be corny to have on a shirt that says Bully in the movie.
And,
so,
right, right.
It didn't make any sense.
Right. We have, you know, people asking for smile shirts in the chat room. So, you know, we got to definitely get – those are coming soon because no one better ever get a shirt before me and no one better get them damn boots before me. I'm just putting that all out there. I mean, corset, I mean, everything I need to have first, seriously. You know, I have credit cards, okay? I just want to put that out there.
No, it will be free. We'll send them to you for free. There you go.
Oh, stop it. Don't make me cry. I have an eyeliner.
It's all good. Well, I'm going to get off of here because this is my man's interview, and I don't want to take up an hour of his time because we need to know much more about Black Mask so we can set the record straight for the OG.
Okay. Thank you so much for calling in and being so awesome.
All right. I appreciate it. Thank you. Love y'all all.
I love you too.
Love you too.
Aww. He is so awesome.
Yeah, that's what dude.
Okay.
He looks out for the brand majorly. You know, he's going to be the reason why Bully is going to, you know, get that $1 million distribution contract. I'm already sure of that.
Right, definitely. I mean, he's definitely a major player in my life right now. For those that don't know, he's definitely, like, when I'm, like I said, slipping and slacking, he definitely makes sure he put that phone call in. Like, what? What's going on with you, young lady? He's definitely in my behind, and I need that. I definitely need that. You know, we all do. And I've never had anyone who's constantly was like, hey, come on now, what are you doing? Hey, you're not doing your part. You know, I love him for that, though. I'm not mad at it. I'm not, you know, I'm only picking at him. But I definitely could appreciate it, though, you know, because when someone says that they definitely have your back and to definitely have your back, that's rare.
Exactly.
What's your thoughts on that?
It's like, to me, I couldn't believe it. When we first linked up, actually was 2010. It was right after the Watchmen album had just came out, the double CD, Wu-Tang Management Presents Watchmen.
Mm-hmm.
And he reached out and sent the shirts, and it's like I told him, I didn't take them seriously at first because I get so much free merchandise from so many different people that say, hey, wear this, put this on, take a picture and send me back pictures. You know, I'll hold my daughter for a picture. So I get things like that all the time. So to me, it was like, okay, I'm going to get some more products that I'm going to probably give to my kids or give to somebody else. But he sent
mm-hmm.
the shirts, and for the first 2 months, I didn't wear the shirts. I left them in the box. But I took it out one day, and I put one on, and, you know, I was doing my laundry, and these people kept looking at the shirt and asking about the shirt, and I started to pick up on the energy that the shirt provided because I didn't take the message to heart.
Mm-hmm.
Because you know how you read stuff and it goes
right.
into your frontal lobe where you just temporarily store it?
Right.
And that's what I did with the shirt. But as I took the shirt off that night and I looked at the shirt and I was like, some make it look easy, smile. It just made so much sense to me at that point because it was my message. And when
mm-hmm.
I say it was my message, not saying that I own it, I'm saying that it fit me. The message was my message that I embody every day. I was already embodying this
mm-hmm.
long before he sent me the shirt. And I think so many people out there embody that,
you know, some make it look easy, that it's just automatic, that you don't think about it. But then when you see the shirt, it makes you smile. It really does. Everyone smiles when they read this shirt.
It's so true. It's so true. So, you know, like you said, you had to, because, you know, upon meeting him as well, I was like, what the hell is this S-M-I-L-I, you know, L-E thing? What the hell? What does this all mean? What does it all mean to me, you know? And then, you know, once he explained it and I started doing some research on it, I was just like, oh, my God, that's so hot. And then, you know, I was just like, yeah, yeah, I want you on the show. And, you know, like now I'm more like kissing his butt, so to speak. Like, you know, and then I realized that he's such a deep individual in respect of, you know, elemental and, you know, what he's trying to do and where he's going. And he can cook, okay?
Oh, can I would know about
mass?
That one.
Well, he and I spoke, and, you know, I'm hearing that this man can kill a shark and cook it. I'm sorry.
Can I cook? No, I'm not really a phenomenal cook or anything. I mean, I can man cook. Like, I can put some coal on the grill and throw some meat up there. But you know, I don't get no garnish and no plate decorations or anything like that because, you know.
Oh, my goodness. I can definitely relate to that because guess what? Ever come to my house, guys? I mean, seriously, we're going to have sandwiches if I even have that, okay? Because I'm kind of off of the bread thing, and I don't really do, like, the rice and all the pasta and all that anymore because I'm just trying not to be Miss Piggy.
Yeah.
But anyway, yeah, so I'll give you some lettuce and some tomatoes and, you know, croutons. I have plenty of salad dressing.
I mean, I can do the lettuce wrap with the chicken.
I already buy pre-grilled chicken to make my life easier, so definitely I'll pop one of those things out and heat it up for you.
you are an Aries.
Yeah, you know, I don't want to spend my time doing that. I really don't. I don't want to do laundry. I don't want to do, oh, my God, I don't know what kind of wife I would make, hint, hint, so no one ever asks me. If you're looking for a woman that definitely does all those domesticated things, it's not Miss P, okay? Just letting you know. Wherever I can work an extra overtime hour to pay for the drop off my laundry, to, like, just go order food or whatever, that's definitely happening. So I'm just putting that out there. It's not me.
Exactly.
I'm not that girly type. No, no, no. I just want to look good for you every day. I think that takes enough time in itself.
Yeah. Hey, I'm sure dude won't mind the trade-off. Yeah, baby, my laundry dirty, but you looking good, so.
Exactly. Like, I didn't have clean clothes in 6 months, but you look damn good the whole 6 months.
we'll take that trade.
It's better than having a girlfriend that you got to be like, damn, girl, that's what you're wearing today. Didn't you know we was going out? Like, didn't I tell you that this morning? And this is still how you look from the time I left you. But anyway, let's stop joking. I had to have a good time with you before I let you go. You know that, right? Like, I had to.
Definitely.
It's just one of those things. It couldn't be just all talk, all business, all seriousness, because where's the fun of it? We have to let people know that you have a sense of humor too, Black Mass.
Exactly.
So what are all the future projects coming up again? Like, let's run them down. Let's definitely, like, plug those social networks out there again so people can connect to you.
Okay. The easiest way to find me, connect with me, know what's going on with me is to Google me. And you can Google Black Mass, B-L-A-C-K-M-A-S-K, it's one word, Wu-Tang, and everything will come up at that point. Music videos, all of my social networks and things. I'll just hand out a couple important ones. Facebook is facebook.com/WuBlackMass. Twitter is twitter.com/WuBlackMass. The YouTube is PCE Nation, youtube.com/PCNation. You'll see all of my videos, the Watchmen videos, and just different things that we got going on here and there. The website, when it's finally up, hopefully they're listening, is IamBlackMass.com. The label's website, which is also not up right now, hope they're listening, is Platinum City ENT, short for entertainment.com. And, I mean, pretty much I'm everywhere. You know, music-wise, movie-wise, you know, music on a couple TV shows. Ashton Kutcher had a show that was actually on CBS. Yes, CBS. And it only lasted for half a season, but it was called A Beautiful Life. You can check that out, hear some of the music on there. Video games, Saints Row 1, Red Dead Revolver, music on there. And supposedly the new NBA game for 2013 will have a song from me on there as well. But, you know, I've yet to see a check from it, so I'm not even sure if they're going to really pick it or not. So, you know, oh, Bully, that'll be in stores. Oh, some past movies from me that I was involved with, My Big Fat Hip Hop Family, Murder on the Border. I produced Underground President, which was a huge movie. If you're really into movies with a twist, Underground President is a great movie to see. And, I mean, that's really it.
Yes, and that's a lot. That's not really it, because there's still more to go. We have a lot to look forward to in the future from you. So that's not really it, guys. Don't ever think it's it. It's always going to be a follow-up show with Black Mass when he has time to just run it all down to us again, okay? So I just want to tell you that I appreciate you so much on so many levels, and I'm so blessed to have the opportunity tonight to talk to you. And shout out to Smile again for the connection with Black Mass, because, you know, as I always say, that, you know, once we take it here, we family. So you stuck with me. And there's no, like, hey, Miss P, we got to do, like, this whole rundown and let me resonate with you. No, we resonated, okay, because I'm the cream and the cookie, okay?
Yeah,
so I'm just putting that out
interview
there.
We need a video interview next time.
Definitely. And I definitely would like to speak to your mom. So let me, you know, get back to me when you can, with, you know, if you can. And let me know how I can connect to her, because I would definitely love to talk to her as well.
Definitely.
And anytime, you are always welcome back on the show for whatever reason. I don't care if it's just to say, hey, girl, whatever. Or, you know, I'm an Aries, and then hang up. Just do it.
Shake that off. I really had a great time. I enjoyed it tonight. This is actually the most fun I've ever had on any interview that I've done so far.
Aw, don't make me blush. Seriously, don't even do it to yourself, because you don't even know what that looks like. And you don't want me to take a picture and send it to you. It's not a good look. You will have nightmares all night, okay? So, so definitely keep me in the loop and stay in tuned with me as much as possible. And, you know, like I said, we're family, so I have nothing but love for you, baby.
Definitely appreciate it. Same here.
Oh,
right. Y'all check out Bully.
Yes.
If you're in Florida, March 19th, 7 p.m., it'll be live. Come check it out. If not, DVD, early June. I have the exact date in the next 2 weeks.
Yay. And he will let me know. And for all our listeners, all 5,000 of them, I will keep you guys in the loop of all that's to come with Black Mass as it comes to me. Thank you so much, Black Mass.
No problem. Thank you, Miss P.
You're welcome. Have a great evening.
All right. Take care, everybody. Peace.
Bye-bye. Yay, so that was Black Mass. He is so awesome. Oh, my God, I loved it, loved it, loved it. And I just appreciate everyone for tuning in tonight and taking the time to call in and to be in a chat room, making it live. Freddie Lawrence, I love you, love you, love you, love you. And just so thrilled that we connected again. Raylon, you know I have nothing but love for you. Smile Elementals, his interview is coming up March 6th. Please tune in to get to know how this man can kill a shark and cook it all at the same time. I don't know where the heck and how the heck it all goes down, but this is what goes down. And that's just only one of the brilliant things that he does, okay? So tune in with me tomorrow night at 6 p.m. at 818-495-6975. Click the link to take you right on the stream live, or join our interactive chat room, as you guys see is live and happening in there. And also you guys can tweet me at InTuneShow and let me know what your thoughts are at all times. I always try to read as much as I can out there. Shout out to all you babies in the chat room. I can't go through all of you, but I love you all, and I hope that this won't be the last time that you guys tune in. And if it's anyone out there that has music and they want to send it in to me, please send it in at the InTuneShow at AOL.com. definitely send me titled music because I don't want to guess what the title of your song is, and I definitely don't want to have to go in and figure it all out. And also send MP3 formatted tracks, please, because the software will not recognize anything other. And if you have creativity or know someone that's creative and you want to expand that onto the show, definitely send me a rundown of all that info, you know, bios, music, and all, so on and so forth. You know how it goes. And in the subject, let me know what you guys are sending me emails for, because to be honest with you, if it wasn't for Ray Lawrence, the owner of Smile, kicking my butt to, you know, whip me into shape, I mean, really, I wouldn't even have gotten through, like, the 300 emails that I did today. So please, please, please specify what you're writing for. Let's be professional. Although we like to have fun, let's, you know, keep it to that professional level, okay? And, you know, we'll make things happen from there. So once again, I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I cannot wait to, you know, March 6th, and I'll talk to you guys later, okay? Wait. I have a caller on the line. I can't hang up that quick. Let me see. 602-999-1975. You on the line with Miss P?
Miss P.
Hi, how are you tonight?
It's Freddie Lawrence. How are you?
Hey, Freddie!
Hi! I'm not going to take up any more time. I just wanted to say I love you and a great show today, and keep hustling, and you're just fantastic. So.
Oh, my God. You are,
you know,
so awesome,
you,
and I love
you, know,
you so
you're
much.
My girl, I love you.
I love you, too.
I love you, too, baby. I'm not going to keep you. I just wanted to say great show, and keep it going. You're doing fantastic.
Thank you so much, Freddie, for
always
all your support.
Always have my support there.
I know. Man. Thank you so much, my love.
Okay, I'll talk to you later, babe.
Okay, bye, baby. Yeah, so that was my Freddie Lawrence. So, okay, you know, you guys, I have to end on the song. So what I like to do, shop, shop, shop. So this one is Kobe Bryant with Poppin' Tags.
Yeah. You ever seen a motherfucker so bad? Make you wanna spend every penny in your pocket. She drapes the Louis linen. She keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she want. And like, oh, she know she's bad. And she get what she want. Like, she don't eat them ass. She got them going crazy. Yeah, she be popping tags. 5'5", pretty frame with some angel eyes. Staring at them, get you caught up thinking with a crazy mind. Gotta catch myself before I'm letting this go crazy. I'm mesmerized at how you do it, girl. It's like committing crime. Everybody throwing dollars, tricking pennies for your time. You got them throwing 50 at you just to get a dime. They got plans of leaving with you and you just want a glass of wine. Laughing as I watch you sip your glass of wine and then you're gone. They lace you head to toe, Gucci bags and nail shades. Trips around the world to beaches, 5-star hotel stay. Keep you in the baddest spots with new heels and nail days. You've been gone living like a star these past 12 days. She drinks the Louis linen, she keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she rollin' like, oh, she knows she's bad. And she get what she want. Like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy. Yeah, she been popping tags. She drank the Louis linen. She keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she wantin'. Like, oh, she know she's bad. And she get what she want. Like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy. Yeah, she been popping tags. Look, here she go again. Walking, looking like a queen. Everybody stare at her. Damn, how she get in them jeans. Ballers reaching for their pockets. Spending G's to get between. Drop a couple stacks on it, never leaving with a thing. This girl's a G, but I can't hate you, baby, gone and get it. Caribbean cruises in a credit card without a limit. Take you to the lot for cars and they won't leave without you in it. Put it on some chrome wheel speakers in the window tinted. Got Cartier watches, all your linens made by Louis Dolce Cabana. And every bag you carry round is Gucci. Them dudes are crazy to trick it, but get them if they lose it. She never heard me on the way to the jeweler. She drinks the Louis linen, she keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she wantin' like, oh, she know she's bad. And she get what she want, like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy, yeah, she been poppin' tags. She drinks the Louis linen, she keeps the Gucci bag. Them dudes gon' do what she wantin' like, oh, she know she's bad. And she get what she want, like she don't even ask. She got them going crazy, yeah, she been poppin' tags.
You can find me in St. Louis. This be your boy, Her Mystery. You're now in tuned to the In Tune Show with your girl, Sexy Miss P.